in the name of Jesus. So I'll be praying for them. I'd like to start with calling, making contact without being contaminated. In the name of Jesus. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9. The scripture says there, and he, talking about Elijah, came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he, God, said to him, Elijah, what doest thou here? I want us to pray. Lord, may you locate me where you will find me when you come calling. We'll explain that as we go to the scripture. You know what? It's not because God doesn't know where he is, but that's not where God wanted him to be. So he's asking me, what are you doing here? I want us to pray, Lord. When you come looking, may I be where you find me? So you won't be asking, you won't ask me, what are you doing here? Let us pray. Say, Lord, please, when you come looking, may you find me. You know what I mean? This place. God came to Eden. He said, Adam, where are you? And that was not his first time of coming to Eden. He's been coming to Eden. Bible says every cool of the evening he will come around. But this particular time he came around and said, Adam, where are you? Adam was not found where God was looking. Shaga, may I be found where God is looking for me? Father Lord, we thank you. Take the glory, King of glory. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. What are you doing here? John chapter 10, verse 4. The scripture says there, when he put forth his own, Chaga, when he put forth his own, he goes ahead of them. That's a very profound scripture. God will not leave his own to figure it out. He will lead them. That's what the good shepherd does. He said the good shepherd sees the wolf coming and he defends the sheep. But the hireling will not do that. Chaga, the hireling will lead the sheep into a place where it will become precarious. And when push comes to shove, it will abandon the sheep. May you not be led by an enemy in the name of Jesus. Being led is key to God's kingdom. My dear brother and sister, it is key. As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, the proof of sonship is being led by God. The proof of sonship is being led by God. He said, for as many as are led. You know why? This environment is not designed, you know, it's not Eden. It's corrupt. It's evil. Bible says God keeps us in this present evil world. Bible says we are kept by the power of God. Man didn't know what man sold out to when he gave control to the devil. And you remember, where God constructed for man was Eden. And when man could not keep Eden, man was ejected. And the place where we were ejected was a mine's field. I remember when we were young, it was soon after the civil war in Nigeria, and all kinds of devices that were used to like blow people up. They say, if you see anything on the floor, don't take it. I was one like that. He said, if you see anything, they make things in form of anything. It can be pen, it can be toy, or it's a mine. As you open it up, I remember we were so taught that we were warned. Now that's how this cruel environment is. Bible says, gross darkness, Isaiah chapter 55, shall cover the earth. He said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. You know, but so you're asking me, but why would God put us here that we may be light in this world? To be led means to chart a path for another to follow. That's the point. You can't lead yourself. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, then you're just having a walk. Hallelujah. God wants to lead you. He wants to lead me. He takes it as his role, as his duty to so do. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, talking about when Israel left Egypt. He says, and the Lord went before them. Can I tell you a secret, lighthouse? God will not bring you into where it's not been. Hallelujah. He prepares a place and then he comes to take us, including heaven. John 14, verse 2. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. So that when it's done, I will come and take you there. So where I am, that you may be also. He said, and the Lord went before them. Lighthouse, God wants to go before you every day. He knows that the environment is caustic, bad. You see, it's unsafe not to be saved. You are too poor in thoughts, in figuring out how to things. It's a hard way to live. My dear brother and sister, allow God. And the Lord went before them by day in the pillar of cloud to lead them in the way. The pillar of fire by day and the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by day. What's the benefit of being led by God? Shaka, I love that scripture. Psalm 78, Proverbs 52. Psalm 78, Proverbs 52. But he said, but made his own people to go forth like sheep. And God guided them in the wilderness like flock. Shaka. Now, see how he did it. Bible says, he led them how? He led them on how? No hala, no hassle, no garagara. Quietly. Come, just follow me. You follow God. Amen. Bible says he led them on safely. See how they were feeling? They feared not. And we fear not. Raise your hand to be helped. Because you say, Lord, please, don't lead me to myself. Lead me on safely. In the name of Jesus. Bible says, and he led them on safely so that, Chaga. How, what a peaceful life to lead. Even though there are treacherous circumstances surrounding them, serpents sometimes biting them. Sometimes no water. Sometimes they're just like, what are we doing here? But all those occasions wherein they murmur against God is because they looked away from God. By God, he led them on out. There's nothing they confronted that killed them. The lack of water did not kill them. God made water. When they were being beaten by a snake, God raised up and overtook it. They were destroyed because of their turning away from the Lord. Say, I won't turn away from the Lord. I love that scripture. He led them on. Ah, what a good way to live. Say, thousands shall fall here. You'll be seeing it, but it won't come near you. Because he led them on. You are looking at, what are you doing here? Oh, let's put it this way. How did you get here? Let's look at this. Like some of the things that can make us not be where God is looking for us. This man had just had a triumphant display of power and glory when he slew the prophets of Baal and had the threat. Sorry, no bias against women, okay? Yeah, good. Women are good. You know, yeah, thank you, my sister. Always, you know, I just want to say, okay, don't put it to her. At the church of a woman. You know, men, don't let women hear this. Let me tell you a secret. You see, thank you, my brother, for your power. Here's only. Can I tell you a secret? Women may not be as powerful as men, like, but they have influence. Oh, that's the strength of a woman. Men, you better know it. Bible says Adam was not deceived. So, he knew what he was doing. But his wife influenced him. So all this gara-gara, it didn't work. He said, sit down. He said, who said this to sit down? No, well, since my wife said I should sit down. Let's give God a hand to her. Women have influence. Tremendous. Can I tell you a secret? Don't mind a mighty man. Mind a man of influence. I work in a place, sir, some years ago. And one of the managers left in a way that the chairman didn't like. He left. But this, he didn't know the chairman had influence. Right from the office, the chairman called his boss, his chairman, the other chairman, said, I had that fire him. In 2 weeks, they fired him. He was an insurance agent, he couldn't get a job in the house. Can I tell you a secret? You know, anybody who is doing great, he will retire. But anybody who has influence, who has something, what killed him? It's not the mighty men or the Philistines. You remember the Philistines will come, oh, Philistines, yeah, upon you will come, you will swallow them, you will scatter them. But she had a lady who had what? And that lady put his head on on her lap and she fell asleep and caught everything there. Beware of influence. Okay. Thank God for where we have that. No, I'm telling you, respect. I'm telling you, it's a secret. Honestly. If your wife says grandma is not coming, she's not coming, I tell you. Okay. All right. No, I didn't say that. I just move on. So that we won't wonder how did we get here. Okay. Let somebody praise the Lord. Oh. He will tell you my wife is not coming. It's my wife that was not coming again. Praise the Lord. Oh. Well, cut the tape. Let's go. No, you know, the story of this lady, the story of Elijah, you know, out of a threat. You know, the husband of Jezebel didn't even like her, and he's the king. But this woman said, you know what? You won't live to see tomorrow. I mean, that's not what he said. He said, what you did to those men, you will soon be like them. Say fear led him. Yeah, that's what happened to him. So when God will show up, God say, what are you doing here? See how he's answered. First Corinthians, First Kings chapter 19, verse 10. You remember in verse 9, God said, what are you doing here? I didn't need you here. So can I tell you something? You can be led by fear. Yeah. It's not God that brought us there. It was fear. He said, I have been very jealous. I've done a lot for you, God, for the children of Israel. I've forsaken the covenant, told the altar, I went, slay that prophet with arms. And I alone am led. And they do what? They seek my life to take it away. So God, he was led by fear. Why I'm sharing this is that, you know, let's take caution to identify how did we get to where we are. Is it, it is God lead or we were led by some other things? Because we're supposed to be led by anger. Luke chapter 15, from verse 25. See what happened, the story of this man who had two children and the prodigal son, you know, left and then he came back. See this story. In verse 25, Luke 15, verse 25. It says, now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked, what is this? What is happening in the house? And he said unto him, thy brother is come. He came back, and thy father has killed the fatted calf because he had received him safe and sound. Look at verse 28. Verse 28, and he was what? Angry. And would not what? Anger led him to stay outside. My dear brother and sister, please, I beg you. You know, don't confuse being led by your emotion with being led by God. They are not the same. When God showed up, God will ask you, what are you doing here? Because he knew he didn't lead us here. Praise the Lord. We must be very careful and sensitive. He said, therefore came his father out and entreated him, what are you doing here, boy? And he said, look. And he began to rant. He answered, said to his father, lo, this many years. The same thing. You remember? Elijah was telling God, oh, he said, bah, 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 be faithful. It's me alone, the remaining. Not knowing that God has 7,000 remaining that have not bowed at it. He wasn't led by God. He was led by fear. And in this case, he was led by anger. Number three, we can be led by envy. And that's very crazy too. Matthew chapter 27, verse 17 and 18. The Bible talked about the high priest and the elders of Israel. Matthew chapter 27, from verse 17. In fact, if you rule up to verse 12, from verse 12, my dear son, he said, and when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then the Pilate said unto him, hearest thou how many things they witness against thee? These people have things against you, and you're not saying anything. The Bible says he answered him to never a word, in so much that the governor marveled greatly. Now let's go to verse 17. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye have that I release unto you? Barabbas, that's a thief who was caught and put in jail, or Jesus, who is the Christ? Look at verse 18. He said, for he knew that what? How we got here is all envy. All this judgment we are doing. All this, any else, the thing that brought us to this point is what? He said, for the Pilate knew that for envy. He just couldn't say it. You know, he was reproving them. He was correcting them. He was the high priest. You know what they were doing in church? They know they will sacrifice. Then there are the people who have vendors come to church. Who will be selling dove, you know? And he scattered all of them. He reproved them. He reproved the Christ. But Bible says he knew for envy they had what?
Yeah.
My dear brothers, so we can be moved by envy. You know, we can be led by them. Look at the story of the brothers of Joseph. Bible says his father observed the dream, but his brothers did what? Yeah. And you see, these things can ignite an action in us that you won't know is they that are driving it. Is that motive that is driving it? See, that won't happen to me. Of course, we can be driven by faith also. It's not all the negativity of it alone. Matthew chapter 9. This was the story of that woman who had issue for 12 years. Everybody was roaming around Jesus. Some of them were just observing him. Some of them were just saying, turn on, is this the man? You know, everybody was just coming for their own thing. But she was led by faith. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. He said, for she said within her heart, Matthew chapter 9, verse 28, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. We didn't know nobody knew what was leading him until Jesus testified that your faith is what led you to this. My prayer is that our faith will bring us to God in the name of Jesus. You know, you can resolve and say, God, I'm not going anywhere. If you won't do it, it will be undone. And God will show up. You'll find it so in Jesus' name. He said, but Jesus turned him about, and when he, but he's turning about and said, daughter, be of good comfort. Shaga. People, Bible said people were thronging after Jesus. And Jesus said, oh, somebody touched me. And Peter said, oh, master, don't start. We just came out of this 5,000, you know, bread thing. You know, we know you, but, you know, please, today, please, you have people around you, so don't go there. And Jesus said, no. Peter, something went out. Shaga. My dear brother and sister, we can mandate God to look on us if we are led by faith. You can mandate God. You can obligate him. Praise God. You know, there was a time, you know, my family and I were going through some situation, and I would go to my closet. Everywhere where I can be alone, I'll say, God, how do I do this? God, it's only you. And I thank God he showed up. You find God showing up for you in the name of Jesus. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good cheer, be of good comfort. Thy faith, my God, light us. My prayer is that faith will lead us. You know, sometimes we may be led, driven by unforgiveness, and we don't know. Nothing is as destructive to a person than to be unforgiven. My dear brother and sister, Bible says God will hand an unforgiving person to torment us. Have you heard it? We can be driven by it. Don't do that. Can I tell you a secret? And I don't have this attitude. You say, well, I hand you, you know, you know, I'm going to say something now, but don't let that drive you. Don't let that lead you, okay? You see, when we suffer wrong, okay, if you take it into your hand to take vengeance or to, like, do the person back, you take over the role of God. Because God said, vengeance, just like tithe, vengeance is an holy sin. Are you here? You know, you say, vengeance is mine. Don't do that. You see, but if you rest in the fact that, but you should be forgiven and pray for that, for God to forgive that person. You don't go and be saying, well, you know what? You know, I think if I deal with you, it won't hurt you better than if God deal with you for me. And then you are telling God, I really want this guy to suffer, so I'm handing him over to you, please. So it won't be traced to you, but in your heart, you've already prayed that God will deal with it. God can say, okay, I'm not dealing with it. You see, I will deal with it. My dear brother and sister, the issue of forgiveness can make a person suffer, even though you were the one that was wronged. Did you catch that? You were the one that was wronged. But unforgiveness can inflict wound on the person who was wronged, and the person who did the wrong can go free. Let's stand up and ask it. He said, forgive us our trespasses as we what? As we forgive. You know, can I tell you a secret? You know, don't wish anybody bad. You get what I'm saying? You know, I shared a story with us how somebody was robbed and he went back to church. He said, well, God, I thank you. I'm the person robbed. I'm not the robber. You know, he didn't say God should kill the robbers. He only thanking God that, thank you, Papa, I'm not the robber. You know, don't desire that anybody should to see evil. Don't do that. Bible says, do good to how many people? To all men. Praise the Lord. What's the blessing when we allow God to lead us? I love this. John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. I want to encourage us today. Let's take a good look at where we are and how we got there. Okay? With the position we took, you know, make us or disconnect us from God, then God didn't lead us there.
Did you catch it? Yeah. God cannot lead you to disconnect. You know, number two, if he does not motivate your spiritual life to strengthen it, God did not lead us there. Number three, if it makes you restless, you sense a loss of peace because of that position, God did not lead you. Amen. Drop everything and go back to God. Amen. He will. That's what happened to that boy, right? His father went to meet him so that he will not be lost. Look at John chapter 12, verse 26. If any man serve me, let him do it. For where I am, there shall my servant. So he asked Elijah, the servant, what are you doing here? Because you are not where I am. God bless you. And he said, if any man serve me, honor will follow him. Elijah, how did I get here? Let's lift up our hands to God. If God is not in it, drop it. Whatever motivated it, he may have been wronged. But that's fine. If God did not wrong you, then you are blessed. Daddy Gio had a personal discussion to the glory of God with me. And he said to me how he wanted to leave the redeemed Christian Church of God just because he thought that the intrigues of politics, he could not deal with it. And God said to him, have I disappointed you? You know, can I tell you a secret? To think man will not hurt you, then it's an illusion. You know why I think, what I do? Okay. Compare me with God. If man can disobey God or make God mad, so who are you? I mean, you can't kill the person. If you kill the person, they will kill you. So if man can be brazen to displease God, so what regard is there to a common man? I beg get me. Yeah. So you don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it personal. Don't take it a weird thing that somebody said something about you or somebody did something against you. But you know, they do that against God. So but this is what God wants everybody to do. Wish everybody well. How did I get here? My prayer is that we will hear the voice of the Lord who will tell us, leave this place and go to where I send you. You remember God sent him to go and anoint Elisha, anoint Jehu, and this Isaiah or something like that. Yeah. You will be found where God is looking for you. Just lift up your hands to God and say, God, I turn to you. I turn to you. Lord, help me. As you are forgiving to every man, so Lord, I release every man to, you know, have mercy on me. We all need help, to be honest. The person who offend and the person that is offended, we are all offenders before God. You remember that woman called with adultery? By the time God comes to sit in, he said, okay, all right, you are kidding, okay. Oh, yeah, what you do against me, God? Everybody left. Thank you, Papa. We worship you, Jesus. Grace to live a life that is led by safety, peace of mind. Have mercy on me, Daddy. I drop everything. It can be a weight and can disturb us from running our race. Say, Lord, I wash my hands. I just wash myself. But let joy and peace return to my soul. I bless you, Daniel. Take my cup. Use it for your glory. Father, thank you. I want us, if you think anybody offended you, you know, Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them. It's because they don't know what they're doing. You know, you can use that phrase also. You know, this person didn't know how bad this thing hurt me, but it's true. He doesn't know. Father, he doesn't know. Please forgive him. Forgive him. Let my health and wellness, my healing come from you. My dear brother and sister, do that to yourself today to help yourself. So that you will not be found where God is. Where God is, you will not be found where God is looking. You will be found where God is looking for you. Father, Lord, I thank you. Blessed be your name, Papa. We give you all the glory. Lord, we thank you for your word to us today. Bible says you led them on safely, and they were not afraid. Psalm 78, 52, and 53. Father, a lifestyle that is filled with love, peace, safety, without fear. Daddy, let that be our true experience in Jesus.
Amen.
May we not be led by the anger of the enemy, by the trick of the enemy. Let us be led by envy. David was led by lasciviousness, coveting things that belong to somebody else. So people can be led like that. We just didn't get to it. He was led. He had his own wives and children, but he saw somebody else's wife. And, that covetousness led him. You'll not be led by covetousness. His eyes was not removed from what belongs to somebody else. That will be your story. That will be my story. Father, please, I pray, please help us live a life free of all these spices. That we may be led safely in Jesus' name. Amen. For our children who are going to school, please just lift your hands to God this morning. And we pray for them. Children going back to school, or if you have any costume in school. Father, Lord, we worship you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Bible says, I shall be anointed with fresh oil, and my horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. Father, I lift up these children to you. In the name of Jesus, they go again back to school. Lord, it's a slippery, treacherous place. It's a recruiting ground for the enemy. But we mark these ones out by the blood.
Amen.
They will not be tricked.
Amen.
They will not be deceived.
Amen.
They will not be bewitched. Whatever is seeking to attack or introduce another gospel to them, Lord, they will not hear it.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, you make them light in this world. Lord, they will shine as light in the midst of darkness. People will trace God to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that their feet will not be taken. They will not be swallowed up. Lord, if the ground will support them, we help them. It will not buckle. It will not swallow them up in Jesus' name. Father, Bible says, whatever your hands find doing, do it with all your heart. Zeal to do a great work. Father, put in the heart of these your children in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we bless you. They will make your name great, even in their own generation, in the precious name of Jesus. Please, can I have a bowl and you anoint them quickly? By the way, Father, Lord, we thank you. Just one of those poles we use for. Praise the Lord. Our choir, please let the
flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and worries to you, I will.
Did you get the ball or not?
Listen.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord separate you from himself in Jesus' name. The Lord separate you from himself in the name of Jesus. The Lord separate you from himself in the name of Jesus. The Lord separate you from himself in the name of Jesus. The Lord separates you from himself in the name of Jesus.
The Lord separates you unto himself in the name of Jesus. The Lord separates you unto himself in the name of Jesus. Chapter 16, verse 13. It says, then Samuel took, 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. It says, then Samuel took the horn of oil. So it was oil that Samuel took and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. It was oil that he put on him, but what came upon David? The Spirit. That's why we do what we do. Amen. Father, Lord, we just want to say we love you. Thank you for these children. Your Spirit will accompany them. Right now, there are spirits that accompany people. Our sister came and said, the girl said, I can't do it. Somebody they brought to college set the whole place up. And then she said, I'm going home. You think it's natural? No, it's been led by some spirit. Evil spirit will not control our children. In the name of Jesus. But if that be a messenger with him, an interpreter who can show man his uprightness, we pray that that pathway will be recovered in the name of Jesus. Father, let your spirit rest upon all our children and let them defend their cause in Jesus' name. Whatever the matter is, Bible says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. These children will not be bound in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. So let's stand up and stretch your hands towards me. I'm just praying the Holy Ghost. That's the best intercessor we have. He knows what to do. He knows what's about to happen. And he makes intercession for us according to the will of God. Father, I know nothing but you. Let your hand be upon me to help and save in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for your children who from Sunday to Sunday take it upon to pray, to intercede. Father, Bible says, he that tended the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. Father, they will not be lacking in their time of refreshing in the name of Jesus. Grace will be given to all your children that they know no heat. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Sorry, we are 10 minutes past at the hour, but God will make it up. We must suffer through need for it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Enjoy your week. Have lunch on me in your house.